Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is April 3rd, 2023, and we are here for our public New Earth Support Team event. Many thanks to each and every one of you who is here. And I just want to actually thank all the folks who are on the live call as I speak, including Paula, who's just joining. In addition, welcome to Angela, EMC, Eric, James, Jan, Janet, Jeannie Lee, haven't seen that name before, Karen, Kathy, Laura, another Laura, Leah, Nanda, Nick, Nikki, Patricia, Paula, again, Rina, Cheryl, and we got some phone callers too, whose names are, but we got six of those, and I don't have any idea what their names are, but welcome one and all. And welcome to those of you who are also joining us via the recording afterward as Awakening Plus members. The recordings are available to those who are members of Awakening Plus. So I see several names I don't recognize, so I'll give a nice thorough explanation of what we do here. So after this initial chat, as introduction, I'm going to open the mesa. That means I'm sitting here in front of a shamanic altar on the floor, and I will call the directions in a language called Quechua. Then I will call in a whole bunch of divine allies, and they're from many different traditions and paths and religions. What they all have in common, though, is they're all of high vibration and benevolent intent, which are the only beings I call in. Once the beings are all here, we'll set up a nice sacred container and then invite y'all to invite any additional ones who are also of love and light. Once we have our container beautifully set, we will then do embodied awakening invocation. I'll guide you exactly how to do that. This is where you simply invite your higher self to merge with your human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And that'll put you in a nice sparkly place where we will then be able to do the event we've all come here for, which is the New Earth Support Team actual process. The allies will then make use of each of us in whatever way serves the Great Global Awakening. They're going to really work individually with each of us because they will know what each of us are capable of. And according to each of our abilities, we'll be taken to the deepest awakening we can hold. Those of us who have the capacity to process heavy energy for the collective will be called on to do that. And all any of us have to do as this goes on is just relax, be completely passive, and just let things happen. So if you just kind of chill and go with it, then the divine allies literally take care of everything. And even if you experience some challenging energy during the process, pretty much by the end, everyone gets into a state of really incredible bliss and really sweet feeling. Many people have awakenings and healings as part of this, so you never know what good stuff is going to happen. So it's a pretty wonderful time. I'm going to take just a second. Wait a minute. Yep, I need to light my mesa candle. Let me do that really quick, and then we'll get rolling.
All right.
Okay. So the request I make of you as a participant in this event is to please give us your full attention. No multitasking, please. And the reason I make such an outrageous request in this day and age is because you are co-creating the energy field, and the quality of the attention you're holding is going to affect everybody else, even if you're on the recording. So please, if you're with us, be fully present as if you were right here in the room. And now, again, if something comes up during the process and you have to do something else, that's okay. Just ask the allies to dismiss you from the field, jump off the call, and that'll be fine. You can exit early if you need to. But if you are present, please be fully present with us. It's really important for the integrity of the field that we hold. So I do make that request of you. And that makes it so much sweeter for everybody else. And that's pretty much it. I'll guide you step by step, and let's go and do it now. So I invite you to close your eyes. Take a moment just to become aware of your body overall, just a general overall physical body awareness. Don't try to put words on it, just feel how it feels. On a feeling level. And And if you have any energetic awareness of the energy in or around you, notice that as well. And now put it all together, whatever physical and or energetic awareness you have, just feel it all at once. And you're just getting your baseline. Whatever you're feeling is perfect. And by noting it now and taking a little feeling snapshot, as it were, you'll be able to compare if the state has changed later. The ego likes to compare, so we'll give it this opportunity. Okay, well done. You can let that go. So now I'm going to, again, call the directions, call the ally, set up the container. Your job as I do this is to remain passive, just really relax, just be. And if you feel energy moving and changing as I do this, just feel what it's doing passively. Let it do its thing. If you do not feel energy moving like that, that's okay. Just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, whether you're feeling energy or breath, please remain completely passive. You'll find out passivity is a really big deal here in Awakening Plus. We want to let those beautiful divine beings do stuff for us that our egos cannot do for themselves. So I invite you now to relax and just feel what you feel. And I will go ahead and take care of the setup. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Yinti, Kwichi. I am that I am. To set myself up, I call on my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. We call the higher selves of everybody on this call to assist their human parts. We call Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Williams, Apu Mount McKinley, Apu Mauna Loa. Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have a solid container. Now, if anyone would like to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to do so now. We'll leave just a moment for those additional allies to join us. I like to just call them and relax and let them come on their own. Okay, beautiful. Thank you. The field is enhanced. Take a moment and once again become aware of your own body and energy field and see if it feels any different yet. Good. All right. Now we're going to do the embodied awakening invocation. What's going to happen is you're going to invite your higher self to merge with your human self. You can think of your physical body like a car. Your ego is going to move from the driver's seat to the passenger seat, and your higher self is going to drive. However, if your ego does not like the way your divine is driving, then it just like that, your ego's behind the wheel again, your higher self has already stepped out, and no problem, things are back like they used to be. And therefore, you can try this safely, there's no risk. And it is instantly reversible if you don't like the effect. When you're in embodied awakening, the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Among the benefits this state brings are, you'll experience more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you will do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much mentally, you'll know what to do through intuition more easily. And there is this full body euphoria that feels really nice. So if you'd like to try this, then I'm going to invite you to do it now. You're going to say 8 words to invite your higher self. That's who you're talking to. And I'll lead you through those now. Say those words out loud if you can, silently if you must. Let's do it starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. All All right, let the words go and become super passive. Just let it happen. If you feel energy moving in your body, just passively feel what it is doing on its own. If you don't feel energy moving, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, be fully passive. To be specific about that, here's what it's best not to do while you're in process with the invocation here. Please do not use effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive and feel energy or breath. If you happen to get distracted at some point, you will notice that. Once that happens, just relax back into feeling energy or breath passively. If the distraction remains in the background, that's fine. Don't fight it. Don't try to change it. Just let it be there in the background. No problem. But put your attention on feeling energy or breath. The final nuance, if you have any space left over, is to find out how little effort is needed even to feel energy or breath. And if you want to play with that right now with me, I invite you to drop at this very moment to zero effort. None at all, just relax completely for a moment. Whatever happens is fine. So remaining at zero effort, if even without trying, there's some awareness of energy or breath, then zero effort is all you need. Stay there. If at zero effort you have lost all awareness of energy or breath, then add teeny tiny bits of effort back until you regain some awareness of energy or breath. But the idea then is just to relax into that bare minimum amount of effort needed to feel energy or breath. So if you're playing this little game with me, just figure out how little effort is needed for me to feel that. And then once you find that tiny bit of effort, just relax into that amount of effort and use it to hold that awareness, even if it's no effort at all. So based on what I'm feeling empathically, I feel kind of the overall vibe of what's happening, not only from the live folks, but those on the recording. There is more effort in the field than we need. So just for a moment, everyone go to zero, literally go to no effort at all, just for a moment, please. Oh, that field feels so much better. Y'all can maybe feel the difference. Stay at zero. And if you can feel any energy or breath, stay there. If you don't, then very mindfully, barely start increasing the effort bit by bit until you regain awareness of energy or breath. But really, truly, honestly, use just barely enough effort to feel that. It may be way less than you would have thought. Allow yourself to discover that minimum effort level. And that field is so much nicer now. Thank you all for working with me on that. In this system, any additional effort beyond what's actually needed kind of pushes the higher self away a little bit, and it reduces its ability to help you. That's why we want to use always just the bare minimum effort to feel what we need to feel. In fact, what I'm feeling now empathically is a lot of folks popping into embodied awakening. So I mentioned a moment ago the criteria for that state, but I'll say them again. When you hit embodied awakening, the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. It totally holds itself with no effort. So if you have achieved that, just hang out there. and enjoy it. Your hanging there actually makes it easier for everyone else to get there, even if you're on the recording. Magically, we all work together in the Akashic Records beyond time and space and all of our Awakening Plus events. So even if you're on the recording, you are just as much a participant as if you had been on the live call. Oh, it's starting to feel really nice. Again, it's feeling good, but again, a little more effort than we need. So really check yourself. Are you truly, honestly using the minimum effort you need to feel? If not, try lowering it down to zero again. And then if you feel it, stay there. If not, add just barely enough to get back. Just play with that if you need to, if you're not certain that you're already at minimum effort. Yeah, the field is softening. Good. Yeah, we all co-create. Every one of us affects all of us. So there are no spectators here, only participants. You are not in the bleachers, you are on the field. That is really sweet right there. Well done, folks. And based on what I'm feeling, most of us are now in embodied awakening. So those of you who are energetically sensitive, you can feel that really sweet energy now. Well done, folks. Let's take just a moment to enjoy that. And let anyone who's not all the way to embodied awakening have a chance to get there or at least closer to it. You don't have to completely be in embodied awakening to proceed with us. Just do the best you can. Any movement, even a smidgen toward embodied awakening, is to be congratulated. Even if you don't feel any change at all, you can still be with us and do our work. It's fine. Just do the best you can. Okay, good. So the allies are ready. All right, so I'm going to talk to the allies for a minute. Beautiful divine allies, as always, we're so grateful to be here for New Earth Support Team. Please make use of us to help the New Earth's evolution to higher consciousness in whatever way serves highest good of all. That all, of course, includes us, people who are serving. So please, allies, as we know you will, please keep a close eye on each and every person who's on this call or on the recording of it. Make sure each of us only gets what we can do, not too much of anything, not too much awakening, not too much challenge, just the right amount. Keep us in the Goldilocks zone. Thank you, allies. All right, the energy's coming in. So back to humans. Your job now could not be simpler. Relax and be completely passive. The allies are already working with you. They already know your capabilities and limitations. And already they are working with you in whatever way serves not only your highest good, to make sure they don't do too much of anything, but also the highest good of the collective that you have agreed to serve by being part of this event. So relax. There may be times when you feel bliss or ecstasy or euphoria. There may be times when you feel challenge and heavy energy is being processed through your body. The allies will only work with you in the way that you are ready for and that serves your highest good, as well as the highest good of those you serve. Therefore, because you're safe and guaranteed to be not overwhelmed, I encourage you now to relax into complete 100% passivity. Just be. And let the allies make use of you. I invite you to release all preference about whether your experience is blissful or challenging in any given moment. It could be either. Sometimes it can be both. Just let it be what it is. Really important that you stay passive and not do anything active. This means you don't visualize, you don't imagine, you don't set a conscious intention at this part of the call. Your absolute passivity is what enables you to be of the greatest service, because these divine beings who are working through us are much more capable at helping out the global collective than any of us humans could ever be. So by us showing up and allowing that which we are to be of use, we are performing a great service. And our absolute passivity is what lets us be the most useful. So that is my invitation and encouragement. Stay passive, feel whatever you feel, and be okay with whatever's happening. You're not going to get too much of anything. And even if they give you a significant amount of challenge during the event, they will more than reward you with the really sweet stuff at the end. They always do. Okay, so that's all the explanation to get you set up. Just relax and go with it. From here forward, I only speak as inspired. I may or may not play live music. It's totally up to if the allies guide me to do a particular song. So release any expectation around that as well, please. I will, as appropriate, narrate what I'm experiencing. Please, if I'm describing something and it's not your experience, please do not use effort to try to make that experience true for you. Just be with what is happening for you. Many people get customized experiences that are completely different than what I'm describing during these events. And your wisest course of action is just to let it be what it is. I'm describing what the majority are experiencing. If that's not you, that's perfectly fine. You're getting an experience that in that moment is even better for you. So relax, be passive, 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 and just let things flow. There may be periods of silence. Even if I'm not talking for a while, I will be energetically present. And let's just relax into our process. Oh, one more thing. I am definitely shaking around a little bit. That happens a lot. If at any point your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, allow that. If at any point you need to cry or make sound, please allow that. If your body wants to get up and if you are inspired to stomp your feet or shake your hands or move in some way, allow that. There's nothing that says you have to be still and silent. No one will hear you. And unless you got your camera on, no one will see you. At least not on this call. So still and silent is fine if that's your flow, but if something more dynamic wants to happen, please allow that. That can be very helpful to move heavy energy through you. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but also don't repress any of that stuff if it just naturally wants to happen. Assuming, of course, doing that will not create an uproar in your local environment. If you have a pet with you who is having a noticeable response to the energies, that happens a lot. Pets are all psychic. And if they're with you, they will have a sense on some level of the energy of what we're doing. Some of us are experiencing a merged consciousness at a higher level. We're all blending together into what I like to call cosmic puree. At that level, there's no individual self at all. It's just all of us blended into a single awareness. You will already know if you're there. If not, don't try to go there. Again, we don't do effort here. But if you happen to be noticing that, that's what's going on. Some of us also have awareness that it isn't just us Awakening Plus folks. We are here with a vast number of other beings of love and light. Some have physical bodies, some do not. But they're all around the planet, all serving the Great Global Awakening, just like we are, each in their own way. So you may have some awareness of all that going on, which is great. If so, just be with that. If you don't have awareness of that, that's just as fine. Just wanted to let you know that our process is complementing a much larger process as well. And if you happen to have a really noticeable upgrade in your vibration, where you go to a significantly higher vibration, a higher vibration is already available on the planet. I had a very vivid experience of this a couple of weekends ago. And for those who are ready, that consciousness can be experienced. If you're not ready, you won't. Once again, nothing to strive for, but something to feel and know what it is if it happens. Those who are able to feel that vibration and hold it are helping everyone else to get there a little quicker. They are calling for a song. This is a medicine song used in ayahuasca ceremonies. And you may have noticed me calling in ayahuasca among our many other allies. So when I play music, it is not for entertainment. It is simply to support the energetics of what we're doing. So just let the music kind of be in the background and stay focused on your own feeling of energy or breath. La da 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 da. Ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura nos, ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura nos. Madrecita, I need. Madrecita, cura nos. Ayahuasca, I need. Ayahuasca, cura nos. Medicina, I need. Medicina, cura nos. Medicina, I need. Medicina cura nos. Abuelita, I need. Abuelita cura nos. Abuelita, I need. Abuelita cura nos. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Ayahuasca I need.
the Kuru knows ayahuasca I need. Ayahuasca Kuru knows madrecita I need. Madrecita Kuru knows madrecita I need. Madrecita Kuru knows medicina I need. Medicina Kuru knows medicina I need. Medicina Kuru knows abuelita I need. Abuelita Kuru knows abuelita I need. Abuelita Kuru knows. La da 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 da. Madrecita I need. Madrecita Kuru knows. Madrecita I need. Madrecita Kuru knows. Medicina I need. Medicina Kuru knows. Medicina I need. Medicina Kuru knows. Abuelita I need. Abuelita Kuru knows. Abuelita I need. Abuelita Kuru knows. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Ayahuasca I need. Ayahuasca Kuru knows. Ayahuasca I need. Ayahuasca Kuru knows. Madrecita I need. Madrecita Kuru knows. Madrecita I need. Madrecita Kuru knows. Medicina I need. Medicina Kuru knows. Medicina I need. Medicina Kuru knows. Abuelita I need. Abuelita Kuru knows. Abuelita I need. Abuelita Kuru knows. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Ayahuasca I need. Ayahuasca Kuru knows. Ayahuasca I need. Ayahuasca Kuru knows. Madrecita I need. Madrecita Kuru knows. Madrecita I need. Madrecita Kuru knows. Medicina I need. Medicina Kuru knows. Medicina I need. Medicina Kuru knows. Abuelita I need. Abuelita Kuru knows. Abuelita I need. Abuelita Kuru knows. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La
Continue relaxing into full passivity, feeling energy moving if you have that awareness, otherwise feeling your breath come and go. Otherwise, completely passive, please. So that these beautiful allies can have you be the very most helpful to them. I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy being processed through our field. If you feel some of that coming through you, just relax and let them do it. You're much better off remaining passive and letting our divine allies take care of all that heavy energy processing, if any of it's going through you. If you do that, they'll make sure you're clean as a whistle by the time we're done. All the heavy energy goes down into beloved Mother Earth, who loves this stuff. To her, it's like a chocolate snack. So feel free to let her have all that heavy energy, and she will take it as a sacrament. I just felt a noticeable shift of consciousness. So if you felt that too, just relax into it. As I said before, if your experience ever is different than what I'm describing, go with what you are experiencing. Some of us are beginning to feel more like beings of energy than beings of flesh. If so, just enjoy that perception. There's a very sweet energy in the field. Just relax into that or whatever else you might be feeling. Do your best to release any preference about whether at any given moment your experience is blissful or challenging or anything else. All the energy is getting so strong and so sweet. Do your very best just to relax and be present with this lovely field. Each of us is acting as a surrogate for the collective. And when we're able to hold a sweet energy like this, it makes it more easily available to everyone else on the planet. And that is a good thing. Likewise, if you're feeling challenged, then you are clearing energy on behalf of others and making it a little easier for them to clear energy for themselves. So whatever your experience is, it's like there's a loaves and fishes multiplier at play. Yeah, the energy is pretty strong. Just relax into that. Just stay with your process, whatever it may be, and stay completely passive. I'm feeling a shift now with increasing awareness of our physical bodies. You may have already started feeling that before I spoke it. So whatever new vibration and consciousness you've gained, they are integrating that into your physical body the best they can for highest good. Not too much, just as much as you're ready for. And this gives you an opportunity to have a new baseline awakening above where you started. Just relax and let them help you out. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot more solidly in my physical body, and yet there's so much more awareness now. I'm aware of my energy body much more vividly. It's a both and. Yeah, I feel my physical body and I feel that beautiful energy in and around me. And even my body itself feels more like energy than solid matter. Check your experience and see how it feels. Does your physical body feel more like energy or more like solid matter? Yeah, the energy is really blissful. Lovely. Thank you, allies. So take a moment just to feel yourself. Check in once again on how you feel. See what your perception of your physical body, the energy in and around you is like. And if you can remember back to when we checked into the start, see if it feels different now. As we close, obviously we've been blessing the beings on earth, but let's go beyond that. So just stay passive while I speak with the allies. Allies, please share this good medicine with beings beyond earth. Whatever beings whose highest good it will serve to receive it, let them receive it now. Thank you. So the allies are now broadcasting the energy out anywhere else that it's going to be useful. This does not in any way rob Earth or us of it, because this energy has infinite supply. And there's always plenty more where that came from. So in reality, both we and the Earth are going to get more of this because it's being shared. And there's nothing we humans have to do. Again, no visualizing, no sending, just be passive. Let the allies do it for us. And we'll just wait until we feel like the flow has done its thing. And there is a lot of energy flowing out to other places. Then again, it's a big universe. You know, there's a lot of other beings that want some assistance. Okay, now it's slowing down. Thank you, allies. Alrighty. I'm now going to close the container. Just again, feel any energetic shifts that you notice as I do this. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Huichi. Oh, so sweet. Thank you, allies, for this lovely experience. Thanks for supporting this New Earth Support Team event and allowing us to be of service in supporting the great global awakening happening on Earth. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this, live or on the recording, please stay with them, allies, for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? That's the formal closing of the event. If you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, this is just the tip of the iceberg on the awesome stuff we do. Go check it out at awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. The archive now is up to nearly 550 events, and every one of them has all the potency and helpfulness of the original live event it was recorded from. We've even got a best of page for members where you can choose the very best of all those events, broken down by category. Easy to pick something that'll be good for you. We've got three major courses, all kinds of other wonderful benefits in that membership. You can try it for $1 for a month, see if you like it. And I encourage you to try that out if that might be interesting. And if you get kind of overwhelmed, oh my God, so many live events, trade secret, 90% of our members never do a live event. They only work with the archive. And as I mentioned earlier, those archive events are just as helpful as the live ones. So don't worry about having to meet a schedule. You can do as few or as many as you want, totally customize it, and just use Awakening Plus in whatever way works best for you. Okay, let's see if anyone has some feedback. So I'm going to allow unmuting. So anyone who's on the live call right now can unmute and speak. If you're on the Zoom, then just hit that mic icon, remove the red slash and talk. If you're on the phone, *6 will unmute you, or you can type in the chat. I see Sarah is here.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. What's up?
Well, I haven't been able to be with you for a while because this distracted driver broke my body, but...
Oh, sorry.
I've been thinking of you, and it was very nice to be here today, very calming. I'm trying to use all my tools tonight. I have PTSD and something beyond that to figure out why this happened.
Okay.
So thank you all for being a lovely community.
Thanks for joining us and bringing your sweet energy to the event, Sarah. Really appreciate it. And wish you the very quickest and most easeful of recoveries.
Okay, anybody who wants to throw healing energy at me, go right ahead.
Thank you. And on, I think it's Wednesday night, we've got our individual group healing. So please, Sarah, show up for that and get in the hot seat, and we'll heal you some more. All right?
I will.
If you're available.
My best. Things have been very confusing, and I'm on a lot of meds.
Okay. Well, remember, yeah. Okay, cool. All right. Thank you. Spirit Song typed, so beautiful to be here with you all this evening. Such sweet energy, blessings and love to all. Spirit Song is upstairs, I'm downstairs. So thank you so much for joining us, sweetheart. Lara said, Sarah, much healing to you. Thank you, Benjamin. Namaste. I really appreciate these free events right now. We'll have another free event in the second half of the month. It's already announced on our schedule. Just go to astroshaman.com, go down to the blog posts, and the Awakening Plus post will let you know what that other event is. I believe this month it is the Shamanic Awakening Ceremony, super intense and really powerful, if you want to check that out later in the month. All right, so the floor is open. Anyone else would like to speak or type, feel free to jump in. Always super grateful for any feedback or questions that come up. And even if no one is chiming in at the moment, you can always enjoy the afterglow of the energy from the event. It's still pretty sweet. Tina typed, thank you, Benjamin. I felt the energy quite strongly today. And then Jeannie Lee says, thanks for this offering. Thanks, Jeannie. Again, I don't recognize you from before, so if this is your first time, thank you so much for joining us. Anybody else with a question or comment before we close? I understand that sometimes people get into a pretty sweet space and typing and speaking can be a little bit difficult right after the event closes. So I understand if you need a moment to gather yourself. Okay, it's a little quiet. Last call for any feedback before we wrap it up, folks. All righty. Thank you all so much for being here. So grateful for your presence. Again, if you aren't a member and want to check out Awakening Plus at awakeningplus.com, feel free to have a gander at what we do. So thankful for you being here and supporting the Great Global Awakening. Always grateful for the help. And many blessings to each and every one of you. Good night.